program is intended for mature audiences.
Everyone you meet, the children in the street, are swaying to the rhythm. There's something moving in them. There's no place to hide, so why even try? Can you hear it coming your way? It's here to stay. Music in a walk, music when we talk. It's really something magic. To lose it will be tragic. Can you feel the sound moving through the crowd?
Sunday night, it's 9 o'clock, 9:02 to be exact. I am P. Swan, and I'm bringing you Can't Stop the Music, as I do every Sunday from 9 to 11 here at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Big shout out to DJ Carlito for another excellent edition of If Music Could Talk, and I have to say I myself really did enjoy all that go-go, and I'm looking forward to the Richmond Folk Festival where Trouble Funk is going to play, so that is going to upgrade my month when that happens. Well, we all, you know, nothing says bubbly, cheesy goodness like Can't Stop the Music, and one of the great creators of bubbly and cheesy was Ellie Greenwich, who worked in the Brill Building with her husband, Jeff Barry, and a number of very notable other people, Carole King, and was one of the real powerful women, a woman who helped really shape what I say rock, because that's what it was discussed as the time, but it hardly seems like rock now, except in the hands of the followers. So I've got almost an hour of material that was created by Ellie Greenwich. And, you know, the event that spurred this tribute was her recent death at the age of 68. And, you know, she worked as a songwriter. She collaborated with her husband, wrote songs herself, worked as a producer, helped create the persona of acts, including the Shangri-Las, and also was credited by Neil Diamond as making his career early on. So what I thought I would do is, since we usually start with covers, what we've got basically here is the Ellie Greenwich Experience, some classic punk bands that really looked to the work of Ellie Greenwich, Phil Spector, that kind of material for the roots of punk as it began developing in the U.S. in the 70s and the 80s. So we're going to start with the Cramps and their fantastic cover of her Hanky Panky.
Huh? Oh. Pick a key. Especially if it's close to that one. Okay. My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Walking on that line, you know I saw for the very first time the pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey little baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never, never saw her. My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. My baby. Walking on down the line, you know I saw for the very first time a pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey little baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never, never saw her. Ooh, let's get real soft now. My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Does the hanky panky? Oh, my baby, she does the hanky panky. Yeah, my baby does the hanky panky.
Yeah, 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 uh-huh. And darling, I love you, honey, my, my. baby, like them rapping love the same. And I love you, darling, like them flowers love the spring. And I love you, baby, like a scoop love the fire. And I love you, baby, river deep, a mountain high. Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
You should be here with me. Then please.
That's the Ramones, yeah. We're in our Ellie Greenwich experience here, and that was the Ramones with one of her compositions, Baby I Love You. Before that, Joey Ramone, Christmas Baby Please Come Home. You know, he was really obsessed with Phil Spector, The Wall of Sound, and that kind of doo-wop, innocent love song. Before that, The Saints with River Deep, Mountain High, and The Cramps, Hanky Panky. So, as I had said, Ellie Greenwich died recently, and so it seemed like a good excuse to pull out all the covers of songs that she had written and co-written and helped define, and kind of trace how that material really was pivotal in the further development of all the rock. And so, you know, was something done by kind of or core information in the work of other people who became really influential in rock. And and one group that was also really obsessed with that kind of sound and that material was the Beach Boys. And so this is them playing her I Can Hear Music.
When she fell for the leader of the pack. One day your dad said, find someone new. She had to tell of Sammy the Vodro.
You better go find somebody new.
Soon as her why. All she could do was cry. She was sorry she ain't been the leader of the pack. So they smiled and kissed her on goodbye.
our tears were beginning to show. As I drove away that rainy night, she begged me to go slow. Whether I hurt or she'll never know.
No, 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 no.
She looked so helpless, what could she do? Remembering all the things we've been through. School is still stopping there. She can't hide the tears, but she don't care. She'll never forget him.
The leader of the pack.
The leader of the pack.
Great material from Ellie Greenwich. It is, you're listening to Can't Stop the Music, and we are doing covers for a while. All these things that Ellie Greenwich wrote out of that Brill Building, and collaborated with her husband, and then when he was her ex-husband, and with Phil Spector, and The Shadow, and all kinds of people who helped define the sound of the girl groups and the doo-wop pop rock of the time. So that was Blondie with Out in the Streets, Mink DeVille with Little Girl, and the Beach Boys with I Can Hear Music. Let's see. What do we have? So coming up, we also have some, you know, that's material has really stayed in play, and I've got a couple of girls that really whose sound have totally defined who were really defined by that kind of singing and their memories of it and their reinterpretation of it. So coming up next is Nico Case, Train from Kansas City. And for those of you who are not listening on the stream, turned on your radio, we're having some internet problems here, and I don't have my post up yet, and we're not streaming yet right now, but we're working on it. We have some attentive workers. And so we're going to get that back up as soon as we can. But more Ellie Greenwich, huh?
Never do anything to hurt you. That I had. And one day he took me home to meet his mum and his dad. Then he asked me to be his bride and always be right by his side. I felt so happy I almost cried. And then he kissed me. Then he asked me to be his bride and always be right by his side. I felt so happy I almost cried. And then he kissed me.
Midler, Chapel of Love, from her debut record. It's hard to imagine. Think about her career actually having a beginning as opposed to always a middle. Started out the set with Nico Case with Train from Kansas City, Beth Orton with I Wish I Never Saw the Sunshine, and the Flying Lizards with Then He Kissed Me. It's 9:41. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. We are doing all kinds of covers and influences of Ellie Greenwich and her songwriting extravaganza as it has rippled through the eras, defining bubbly, cheesy goodness in many decades and many genres. We have been having a little internet issues here, so I don't have my stream up. There's a post that went up yesterday, so if you scroll down, you'll find it. And it's got some hilarious videos, including the Ramones performing Baby I Love You with a full symphony and other taste treats. But I'll be getting that playlist up there. WRAR thanks founding underwriter Exile this month, celebrating its 23rd anniversary, serving Richmond's creative community as an independent, locally owned business. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, hair color, accessories, and housewares, both old and new. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. Did I tell you you were listening to WRAR? 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast, and temporarily the home of everything LA Greenwich. So there were some pretty wacky covers that have been done, too, of that material that just begged for silliness. And I played that Sam Chalpin, Leader of the Pack version earlier, mistakenly telling you it was Mink DeVille. But They Might Be Giants liked using Maybe I Know a lot of times in their live shows. So this is a nice version of that from them with accordion.
This is an old song. We didn't write it. It's called Maybe I Know.
Maybe I know that she's been a-cheating. Maybe I know that she's been untrue. But what can I do? I hear them whispering as I walk by. She's gonna break his heart and make him cry. I know it's me they're talking about. I bet they all think I'll never find out. Oh, but maybe I know that she's been cheating. Maybe I know that she's been untrue. But what can I do? My friends keep telling me that she's no good. She isn't treating you the way she should. I feel so badly, that's all I can say. Before my tears fall, I just walk away. Oh, but maybe I know that she's been a-cheating. Maybe I know that she's been untrue. But what can I do? Inside she loves me, though she may run around. I know someday she'll love me, someday she'll settle down. But maybe I know that she's been a-cheating. Maybe I know that she's been untrue. But what can I do? Oh, maybe I know that she's been a-cheating. Maybe I know that she's been untrue, but what can I do?
Now here's the Ramones with Pet Cemetery.
Thank you.
How's your saccharin level? You ready for some insulin? That was the Morning Benders with Why Don't They Let Us Fall in Love. Tiny Tim with the band and Be My Baby, the extended dramatic presentation of that number. And they might be giants with Maybe I Know. It's 9:54. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music, and we are doing our paths from Ellie Greenwich, the Ellie Greenwich Experience, this evening. And there's just an amazing list of the songs she's written.
People have all kinds of excuses for not saving energy. I didn't plug it in. I'll turn it off later. It's not my music.
It's just one phone charger. So we don't have those Energy Star appliances. So that old window leaks. How much energy and money could the new one save anyways?
Maybe it's time to stop making excuses and start doing some simple things to save the energy and resources we can. 'Cause a little here and a little there can add up to a lot later.
And you just never know what people will need in the future. My name is
Sonia, and I'm going to get started today.
We can all help save more energy for tomorrow. What's your excuse? For more energy saving tips that also save money, visit loseyourexcuse.gov/parents. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy, the Ad Council, and this station.
So, did that affect your behavior? Will it affect your behavior? Public service announcement from your community radio station, WRIR. So I'm P. Swan, and I am only broadcasting over the airs tonight. No internet. We are kind of streamed down and some internet issues, so I am not posting our playlist, but will. I'm also recording, so I'll get a copy of the show up on radioforall.net and I'll let you wallow in all of its treasures later. So, yeah, and so you'll be able to have all those resources at your hand soon enough. It's just a temporary setback, and we have our ACE operations unit working on it as we speak. But if you're hearing me, none of that affects you unless you want to look at the playlist. I do have a post up. It went up. It's not right at the top of the list, but it went up yesterday, and it's got some nice videos. So, and they've got a video. There's a video there of Manfred Mann live doing Do What Diddy, which is what I'm going to play next. And so, you know, this next set, I've been playing for the last 55 minutes cover versions of the original hit from Ellie Greenwich's and her partner's pens. And the next set, I had to really just play some of the real McCoy, the things that put her on the map and the royalties that have paid for her longevity.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Snapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good, she looked fine, she looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
nearly every single day singing. There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good,
looked good.
She looked fine.
Looked fine.
She looked good, she looked fine.
And I nearly lost my mind.
Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
Better than ever.
That was Ellie Greenwich herself with a demo, Love is Better Than Ever. She was sang so many songs on demos that she was also known as the Demo Queen. Before that, the Jelly Beans with their hit version of Wanna Love Him So Bad, and Manfred Mann with the quintessential version of Doo Wah Diddy. It's 10:05. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan, and we are on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. So I've been spent the last hour playing songs that mostly covers of songs that had been written by Ellie Greenwich, who worked in the Brill Building with her husband, Jeff Barry, and then he was her ex-husband. They still work together, and wrote many of the big songs from that day, a lot of things produced by Phil Spector and other really notable, George Shadow, George Morton, and other really notable producers at the time. And she herself worked as a producer and really helped shape the identity of a lot of those groups that performed her material and material of other people. And passed away in the last week, and really deserves looking at all the things that she brought forward and her contribution to rock. So one of the things I haven't done in kind of looking at that kind of pop music was play the Shangri-Las, who were just too cool and too dramatic and too over the top. And I basically played all of the covers of all the songs that Ellie Greenwich wrote for them. But I thought, well, you just can't go through this material without including the Shangri-Las. And so we're going to play the first big hit that they had, which was Remember Walking in the Sand. And while this was not written by Ellie Greenwich, it is just so fantastically over the top that I hope you will be riveted.
Seems like the other day, my baby went away. He went away, across the sea. It's been 2 years alone, and that's all my baby gone. And then this letter came for me. It said that we were through. He found somebody new. Let me think. What can I do? Oh no. Oh no, 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 no.
Remember
walking in the sand.
Remember
walking hand in hand.
Remember,
the night was so exciting.
Remember,
the smile was so inviting.
Remember,
then you touch my cheek.
Remember,
with his fingertips. Softly, softly with me. Walking hand in hand.
Remember,
the night was so exciting.
Remember,
the smile was so inviting.
Remember,
then you touched my cheek.
Remember,
with his fingertips.
Remember.
Hi, this is Mary of the Shangri-Las to tell you a bit about dating courtesy. A girl is right to assume her date will perform little acts of courtesy which are his privilege. If you are smart, you will allow him to open doors and hold chairs. Don't barge on ahead like a baby elephant. You'll get attention all right, but it won't be favorable. It is correct to pause and let him know you expect him to act like a gentleman. He'll love it and think you're a lady, and in return it will flatter his masculine ego.
That
that was a good taste tip for you. Now here's something else that's good taste too.
Okay, guys, you got that. No date rape, and open the doors, and ladies act like a lady. So that was the Shangri-La's Remember Walking in the Sand, written by Shadow George Morton. In fact, the first song he wrote, he had never written anything, but he had these girls from Queens, two sisters, one pair of twins in there, and they were just ripe, had won a lot of talent contests and were really popular in high school. And he thought, this is the next big thing. And they were. And there are a lot of women in rock who, including, I think, Sleater Kenny, who have been dressing the same way and trying to pull off the same maneuvers ever since. So that concludes the Ellie Greenwich segment of Can't Stop the Music this week. And but, you know, we are not done with what's been in the news. And one of the things that's been in the local news, and I gather is being picked up by the AP and other services around the country, is the unexpected death of by overheated car of the dog of the owner of the executive director of the Richmond SPCA. And this woman has been incredibly public in her dismay over the treatment of Mike Vick. And I won't recount the stories themselves. I direct you to the local newspaper. The stories are up on the web, and I'll include some of that in my post when I have internet access. But for those of you who know, this set is commemorating that event. The executive director of the SPCA left her dog in her car in a parking lot for about 4 hours, and then the dog died of heat stroke later after being taken to an emergency vet, and she was unaware that her husband had put this dog in her car, and she'd driven to work and didn't know the dog was there, and so didn't know that she was leaving him there. And so while the consequences were dire, the event was unintended. So based on that, we've got a whole dog set here, Gone to the Dogs. And we're going to start with a Can't Stop the Music favorite, the Jays with Jamie, Your Dog.
Dog, 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 dog.
Myself, I love the yourself, and the yourself. I love the myself, and the myself. I love the yourself,
I'm talking
and the
out
yourself.
Of my dog. I'm talking out of your dog.
I love the yourself,
I'm talking out of poodle dog.
I love the myself,
I'm talking
and
about a hound dog.
I love the yourself,
oh,
and the
them dog.
I love the myself,
oh,
and
them
the myself. I'm talking about your dog.
Next time you're taking a break from the heat, kicking back with a cold drink and the AC turned up, ask yourself, hey, where's the dog? Is she part of the family? Why isn't she inside like everybody else? Dogs left chained outside during the hot summer months aren't just bored out of their minds. Many suffer from dehydration and heat stroke. Remember, your dog depends on you, so bring her in. Take her for walks, and for other ways you can make your dog a real part of the family, call PETA today. Thanks.
Michael Vick's guilty plea didn't solve the problem of dogfighting in America, but it has put a spotlight on a barbaric practice more common than you might imagine. More than 250,000 dogs are placed into fighting pits each year by people who like to watch the bloodletting. I'm Wayne Pacelli, President and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States. Please join our 10 million members in the campaign to wipe out dogfighting in America. If you've been repulsed by the video clips you've seen in the news, if you're disgusted by the cruelty, and if you think staged animal fights have no place in our communities, then take an active role now. We're going to put dogfighting out of business. To find out how, visit us at humanesociety.org. You'll get the information, the tools, and the connections you need to stop dogfighting in its tracks. Let us hear from you. Help us protect these animals from cruel and abusive treatment.
A message from the Humane Society of the United States. Learn more at humanesociety.org.
Concludes our dogness. We have returned from having gone to the dogs. Iggy Pop with I Want to Be Your Dog. No dog set can be complete without that. Playful Children's Choir with How Much Is That Doggy in the Window. Marvin Pontiac, a.k.a. John Lurie with I'm a Doggy. A little Ricky Lake PETA PSA there. And nobody has that acid, demanding voice like Ricky Lake, huh? And the Jays with Jamie started us off with Your Dog. It is 10:26. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P-Swan. I'll be here till 11, and the mixtape will unfold its surprises for you. Well, we've worked our way through a lot of the theme material, and so it's time for us to reach into the grab bag. And we've got a cover here to start. The Pogues doing Maggie May, and it actually sounds like a song that could have been written for Shane McGowan.
Being alone. humpback whale, master of the deep, tireless voyager, perhaps the most fascinating mammal in creation. Tests have shown the humpback to possess an intelligence almost human in its range and complexity. Humpbacks can communicate with one another, express pain and pleasure, and experience emotion. But with these advanced faculties, it seems, come problems. This highly sophisticated submarine recording, made in the humpback's favorite feeding grounds off Baja California, reveals that the enormous animals may even share with their chief predator, man, some of those tragic physical disabilities the flesh is heir to. The humpback whales cannot help themselves. Only you can help them. Please send a contribution to Save the Whales Before They Blast Themselves into Extinction, Box 101, Grand Central Station, New York. This has been a message from your Terminal Flatulence Association.
A traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. GMC is tramps and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us GMC is tramps and thieves. But every night all the men would come around, lay their money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. GMC is tramps and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us their money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth Southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance the money they throw. Grandpa threw whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. GMC is tramps and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us GMC is tramps and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Time that I found her holding Jim, loving him. Then Sue came along, loved me strong. That's what I thought, me and Sue, but that too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find a girl to stay and won't play games behind me, and I'll be what I am, a solitary man, solitary man. I've had it to heal, being where love's a small word, part-time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done
solitary man, solitary man.
Neil Diamond with Solitary Man, one of those really great songs from early in his career. You know, he was a songwriter in the Brill Building, and he some of his best material, I'm a Believer, and he had done demos, and they wound up being hits for other people. And when he finally tried to get his own career going, his 45s didn't really go anyplace. And it was those early records when he signed with Bang Records that he got Ellie Greenwich and Jeff Barry to produce them, and he often in interviews credits them, and especially her, for getting his career really going as the powerhouse superstar that we know him to be today. Prior to that, another person whose career has spanned a long period of time, Cher, with one of those viral songs, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, and the National Lampoon with the Save the Whales public service announcement, and the Pogues started us off with their cover of Maggie May. It's 10:38. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am Peace One. We seem to still be having those technical difficulties with, and I'm not able to update my post, but I'll get that playlist up for you and the recording on Radio for All. But if you're hearing this, I am glad you are listening, and I will. We've kind of worked our way through the grab bag and did some current affairs material, and I've got this song here I came across in my archives from the Augmented 7 with Lord Got Tomatoes, and August is not the time to play that song, I don't know when it is.
Well, often it rains, no cotton, no corn, never gone. Where have you potatoes, frank beans, and lima beans, but Lord Got Tomatoes?
Away down south where bananas grow, an ant was stepping on an elephant's toe. The elephant, he jumped with tears in his eyes, saying, why don't you mash somebody your size?
Well, the father didn't raise no cotton or corn, never gone. Where have you potatoes, frank beans, and lima beans, but Lord got tomatoes?
Oh, Eve, she was a dancer, my God, how the woman could dance. Her dress was made out of fig leaves, and so was Adam's pants.
Well, the father didn't raise no cotton or corn, never gone. Where have you potatoes, frank beans, and lima beans, but Lord got tomatoes?
Oh, well, Adam, he was bashful, so he turned his head to the wall.
Why, why?
For he knows when autumn comes, those leaves is gonna fall.
Well, the father didn't raise no cotton or corn, never gone. Where have you potatoes, frank beans, and lima beans, but Lord got tomatoes?
Poor Mary had a little watch and she swallowed it one day. So they fed her full of Epsom salts just to pass the time away.
Oh, well, the father didn't raise no cotton or corn, never gone. Where have you potatoes, frank beans, and lima beans, but Lord got tomatoes?
Oh, well, the Epsom salts, it didn't work, the time it didn't pass. And if you want to find the time of day, you gotta look up Mary.
Uncle, he's got a watch.
Well, the father didn't raise no cotton, no corn, no corn. Where have you potatoes, frank beans, and lima beans, but Lord got tomatoes.
Oh, sinner, do not stray from the straight and narrow way, for the Lord is surely watching what you do. If you approach the devil's den, turn round, don't enter in, lest the hand of the Almighty fall on you. He'll fuck you up. He'll fuck you up. Yes, God will fuck you up. If you dare to disobey his stern command, he'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
Don't you know he'll fuck you up? So you better do some praying while you can. Long ago a man named Lot had a wife he thought was hot, but she could not stop her black and sinful ways. You know it was her own damn fault when God turned that bitch to salt. That's the way he used to work back in those days. He fucked him up, he really fucked him up. When the people went and turned their backs on him, he can fuck you up. No shit, he'll fuck you up. Just like he fucked the people up back then. I used to have a friend named Ray who walked that evil way. He cursed and drank and broke his neighbor's fans. You know Ray was full aware that some sheep were over there, and he knew them in the biblical sense. God fucked him up. He went and fucked Ray up. Went and paid him back for all his wicked sins. He fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
Fucked that boy completely up. Now he's married to a Presbyterian.
Constant service, I've seen service all my days. I beat Shalom, the Flatbush Avenue in old Brooklyn, where I was born and raised.
In old Brooklyn, where he was born and raised.
I, my wife, she was always kvetching. I just can't take this snow and sleet. So we finally moved down to Miami, and now she kvetches about the heat.
Now they're both freezing from the heat.
I've got three kids. You'd think they'd call me. They've grown and moved away. My son Jacob and my daughter Ruthie, both married Goyim, and Mark's a rabbi, but I think he's gay.
He always knew he was gay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. You know, a fagel is a person too. These people bleed and they do all kinds of stuff that the straight people do. I didn't even know he was a fagel. Life goes on. My prostate, oy, a broch, it's bigger than a grapefruit, and my bowels refuse to move. And as for gas, oh boy, oh sorry, well, don't even ask me. I've got the altercocker blues.
He's got those nasty gassy
out-to-cocker blues. Oi, oi, I'm the man of constant service. I've seen service all my day. So when I die,
me in Brooklyn, the place where I was born and raised,
the place where he was born and raised.
As I go to y'all.
Well, that was the Soggy Mountain Boys with Man of Constant Service. Before that, John R. Butler, The Hand of the Almighty. And we started out with the Augmented Seven with the very timely Lord Got Tomatoes. It is 10:46. Mixtape is in the house. And while we have found ourselves in the Good for the Jews segment of our music inventory, I think I'm going to keep rolling with that. And what we've got next for you is the Hip Hop Hoodios with their version of Columbus leaving Spain and 1492.
The situation started 1492. King Ferdinand gonna burn the Jews. Inquisition came and it hit the fan. Forget España, want New Amsterdam. The heat was on and the new world as well. Catholic man wanna straight to hell. Chase us down, try to hide in Brazil. But them hooded freaks, they just wanna kill. Yo no veo mi gente. Busco todos lados, no están presente. El Ladino's a language, but now it's dead. Judíos resurrected, kick it in the head. Side to side, back and forth. The sound is dirty like a pound of pork. By the way, the god you pray to is a brown Jew, is a brown Jew. I'm joking, what the hell am I smoking? Jews and Spanish, you think that we're token, but you don't wanna believe me. Christ to death, what would you choose? Into marriage or the sword, you got nothing to lose. Well, here's some words that'll hit you with a thud. Men's Latinos, they got Jewish blood. We'll be right back.
Pinchas, how are you?
Oh, what's the matter? You don't look so good.
I fein nicht aplente zois.
Vashis, I think you're lucky.
But I'm lucky. Hail off with I'm lucky. I didn't ask for you for groving with my wife.
You don't say, she left you. Oh, well, tomorrow you'll go out into the world. You'll live again. You'll laugh again. You'll love again. You must love again.
I know, but what am I going to do tonight?
Oi, Zuris, Zitzuris, einer hat nicht mehr. Oi, Zuris, Volker, wenn Geld, bin ich ein Millionär. Oi, Zuris, Zitzuris, I've got lots to spare. If Zuris was a dollar, I'd be a millionaire.
Hey, Lucky.
Schwartem, but I'm lucky, what I'm lucky. Yesterday, I'm bending over in the street. Along comes a taxi, gives me a shot. And I'm laying in the hospital for 6 weeks.
Oh, that could be worse.
Could be worse. I come out of the hospital, I find my wife's gone, my children's gone, the furniture's in the street.
Oh, well, hey, could be worse.
Could be worse. I'm bending over in the street, along comes the same taxi. Gives me another shot. I'm back in the hospital.
I'm telling ya, it could be worse.
Could be worse? What could be worse?
It could happen to me.
Oi, Zuris, Zitzuris, in der ganzen Welt. Der Schatten hat mich aufgeregt, bin ich mal auf mein Geld. Oi, Zuris, Zitzuris, in der whole wide Welt. The matchmaker tricked me and took away my guilt.
Mein Weiz ist like as ich bin. Doch ein mehr nicht ging. Sie schickt mir zu a doctor to fix up everything. The doctor schuckelt mit sein Kopf und sucht ein Salo. Als ausgewehen ist gewehen, als auch ein mehr nicht du.
Oi, Zuris, Zitzuris, in der ganzen Welt. Der Schatten hat mit aufgenacht, bin ich verloren mein Geld. Oi, Zuris, Zitzuris, in the whole wide belt. The matchmaker tricked me and took away my guilt. Oi, Zuris, Zitzuris, keiner hat nicht mehr. Oi, Zuris, Wolke, wenn Geld, bin ich ein Millionär. Oi, Zuris, Zitzuris, I got lots to spare. If Zuris was a dollar,
Paul Shapiro and his ensemble there with Cirrus. Shugana Beach Party before that with Diana and the Hip Hop Hoodios with 1492. It's 10:57. I am P. Swan. I've been here since 9 o'clock with Can't Stop the Music. We have had quite the review of material this week. And I hope you go out and you look for all your Ellie Greenwich influence material in your own collections. Scour the YouTube. There are so many great versions of all those songs. You also find up in my post a link to the Ellie Greenwich's own site, and she's got a list of all the songs that she wrote and was involved with, and many of the covers, many of the artists who performed each of them, and it is a star-studded cast. Well, I'm going to leave you in the able hands of Matt with Mixtape Mixtape, and I'm going to leave you with one more song. This song, too, was written by Ellie Greenwich, and it was performed by Brenton Wood. He was one of the first people to have a hit with it, Goodnight Baby, and that's what I'm going to say to you. I won't be here next week. Anna Golden's going to fill in and bring you her version of all the magic that is Can't Stop the Music, and but I'll be back the week after that. Have a good Labor Day.
Good night, baby.
tomorrow, and I'll be around to say, each new day my love grows stronger. I wish each day could last a little longer, so that there'd be more time we could share. Gee, I hate to see you go, but good night, baby. Sleep tight, and darling, if you're lonely, pick up the phone and talk to me. And around about midnight, if you can't stand it, put on your robe, come on, sleepwalk to me. Every night is never ending. I spend each moment just pretending, dreaming that you're right here by my side. But when I wake, my dreams have lied. To see you go, but good night, baby. Sleep tight and darling, you're lonely. Pick up the phone and talk to me.